Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's cold outside there, folks. If we can help you and you want to warm up a little bit and start thinking about the arrival of spring, and spring is only 49 days away. You wouldn't know about it looking at the thermometer this morning. Where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, it's 1 above 0. Luckily, there's no wind, but it's been a cold few days. The cold did block the snow that came up the coast, and Virginia and Maryland, New Jersey, they got the heavy snow. I think maybe Cape Cod probably picked up part of it in the Provincetown area. But it's cold, but it's winter, and it's warm inside, outside, and we're planting our gardens. Now, if you need some help with seed catalogs, and I mean a lot of seed catalogs, I want you to go to my website, and the website is paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, and when the front page comes up, you will see a little section on the top of the page that says Garden Club Topics. If you click on Garden Club Topics, there'll be a whole list of things that we've written stories about that we've put on there for you, and one of them says seed catalogs. If you click on seed catalogs, there's like 75 different seed catalogs that we have built a direct link to. So let's say it is Fairy Morse. You can click on the Fairy Morse. Fairy Morse website will come up. You can order a catalog, or you can order it direct. But you can also look at all of the pictures. So it's kind of fun thing to do at this time of the year. And a lot of things can be done. But this time of the year, what I like to do is get a big piece of graph paper and draw to scale the vegetable garden. And then try and plan it out. Now, I keep the last 2 years' graph paper. The reason is I don't want to put the same thing in the same place year after year after year. If you can keep moving the various vegetables from one location to another, they'll grow better. The reason is each plant has specific needs. And if you put it in the same area, it's pulling that nutrition out of the ground year after year after year, only what they need. And those nutrients, the level of them gets less and less and less. Also, if you have a plant that has a tendency to get diseases, doesn't have to be every year, but some years they do, some years they don't. When you get a serious disease, those disease spores will fall to the ground. They'll spend the winter there, and then in the spring, when the conditions are right, the disease spores or seeds will ripen, they'll become airborne, and they'll reinfect a perfectly healthy plant. So if you move the plant to a different area and that disease spores does become airborne, at least the plants aren't going to be in that area, and there's less of a chance of you having the same problem every single year. So make yourself a diagram, plan it out. And the other thing that you want to say to yourself is spacing. And that's one of the most important parts of growing a garden is spacing. Most of us, we look at the garden, and no matter how big it is, it's never, ever big enough, because it's like going to a candy store. Your eyes get bigger than your stomach. Same thing happens to you as a gardener. You want to try all these new things, but your garden isn't big enough. So you really have to say, okay, I'm not going to put my tomatoes 2 feet apart. I'm going to put them 3 feet apart. And if you can do that, it makes such a big difference. They get more sunlight. They have more water because they're not competing with each other in the ground. Because they're further apart, the days where it's hot and humid and sticky, when you get air movement, the circulation around the plant is better. And because the air circulation is better, there's less of a chance of diseases infecting that plant. So this year, do your research. Plan out your garden early. Don't try and jam them in there. I have been to people's gardens that put the tomatoes 3 feet apart. They're loaded with tomatoes. They get them early. Then I've been to people's gardens that they put them 2 feet apart. From a distance and from close up, there's as much foliage in the garden, not as many tomatoes, because they're now competing for the same sunlight, same moisture. They tend to grow a little bit taller, and because there's more foliage than there should be, it's blocking the light. If the sunlight is blocked from one plant to another, your tomatoes ripen later. So give them the room, plant it out on a piece of graph paper, and that way when you get ready to garden, you'll be ready to go. Now, the things that you have to keep in consideration while you're planting is make sure that when you plant it, you know the direction of the sun. Because if you put the tomatoes in the front of the garden and you put your peppers behind those, peppers only grow about 18 inches tall. Tomatoes will grow 6 feet. So if you've got a 6 foot tall plant in the front and an 18 to 24 inch tall pepper behind it, it's going to get shaded. And if a green pepper is shaded, it's not going to grow as big. The peppers are going to be later in maturing, and you're not going to have as many. So you need to, on this diagram, put the direction of the sun so that you know where the front is, where the back of the garden is, spacing. That way you'll have a great garden. Now, if you need some help to do that, the number to call, it's toll free. It's free. 800-259-9231. Jared's on vacation this week. Oatman is there to answer the phone. Oatman will get you set up. It will work together to have a great season. Again, spring is in 49 days. And to help you with that, daylight savings time is in 43 days, which means it's going to get darker later in the day. It'll be darker in the morning when you get up, but that's okay. You're going to work. But when you get home from work, you'll have more daylight. To really help you out, this is what I want you to do today. If you have on your property some forsythia, if you have quince, anything that blooms early in the season. If you have flowering crab trees, dogwoods, flowering cherries, flowering pear, any type of a flowering tree that blooms in the spring, I want you, when it warms up, go outside with a pair of pruners or handheld pruners or some loppers, but pruners should do it. And I want you to cut some pieces of forsythia about 2 feet long. Bring it in the house. Take that forsythia and put it on your countertop, the ends where you made the cut. I want you to take a hammer. I don't want you to whack it, but I want you to hit the ends of those stems the first 3 to 4 inches with the hammer to kind of crush them a little bit. That will open them up. And then I want you to put them in a tall vase and fill the vase with water and put that on your kitchen table. And in less than 2 weeks, that forsythia is going to be in full bloom. And you are absolutely going to love it. And if you're doing the same thing to your crab apple, your flowering peach, or your flowering pear, or even a dogwood, if you have a branch that you've cut that is about the size of your little finger, take those pruners, cut right on the end of the stem, parallel with the branch, so that you're going to split the stem in two, the length of the blade. That gives it more surface area for the water to go up the stem, and put it in a vase of water. And you'll have a flower show in a couple of weeks. Call us, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's really, really cold outside, so this may not be the morning for you to get up early and get outside and work around the yard, but you know, those days are going to be changing. The days are definitely getting longer. We're gaining about a minute plus every single day now, so that's a real good thing. But this time of the year is the time that you can start to get ready. Now, if you need some help with your garden, the number to call right here is 800-259-9231. You can also go to my website, which is paulparent.com. What I'd like you to do, if you're new to the show and maybe you haven't heard, we do a weekly email newsletter. Now, it's free. So you just go to the website, and at the very, very bottom, if you put in your email address and then hit submit, you will get a newsletter from me every single Thursday. I can't do it for you, because if I do, it would go in as junk mail, and your computer, a lot of you, it would just reject it. So if you ask for it, it will allow it in, and every Thursday, you'll have an email newsletter. This time of the year, what I'm trying to do is to give you ideas of plants that you can put on your property that would be unique and different and that you would enjoy. And for the tree, this past Thursday, I selected the sourwood. The sourwood is a tree that not a lot of nurseries carry, but It's a tree that is really, really beautiful. When I was growing up South Shore of Boston, I went by house in Cohasset, and I saw it. And it was really unique and different. And what I liked about the sourwood is that it changes all of the seasons. In the spring, little clusters of white bells will develop on this plant. And usually when you get a cluster, it's like a tassel, and it weeps down. This cluster, with stiff branches, covered with little tiny bells, creamy white in color, and they just lasted and lasted and lasted. And when I thought they were over, they were still visible, and I was thinking, why is this thing still in bloom? And I went to the sourwood, looked at it, and realized it was making a white pod. The flower had fallen, the bees did their job, and a little creamy white pod the size of a pea formed on it, and it continued on the tree for the whole summer. I was just blown away that this plant was giving you color on dark green leaves from June right through the fall. Now, in the fall, another surprise. The leaves turned red, like a burning bush does, covered with these white pods in clusters on the tree. Now, those really stood out. And when the leaves fell, slowly the pods changed to brown. But it is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Grows to be about 25 to 35 feet tall. It's upright growing, so it's not like some trees that really spread out, but it's a nice small to medium garden tree, and it's something that I think that you would really, really like. So do a little bit of work on it. Hopefully you got my email newsletter. You've had a chance to look at it and read about it. And then you can go to your local nursery and ask them if they can get it for you. And they may not be able to, but maybe another nursery in your area does. It's called a sourwood, and this is a tree that you can use instead of a flowering crab. There's no diseases like some of the flowering crabs. It's unique, it's different, and it will take a little bit of shade. That's why I want you to get the email newsletter. So go to www.paulparent.com. At the bottom, sign up, punch in your email, hit submit, and away you go. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Oatman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we ready to do a little bit of gardening?
You bet. Our first caller today is going to be Jennifer from Brooksville, Maine.
Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you this morning?
Good morning. Terrific in yourself, Jennifer.
Oh, not too bad. Looking to get some wisdom on growing grapes on the coast of Maine on a southwestern slope.
Okay. Do you want to grow them?
Yeah, I planted some Reliant this past spring, and I'm getting a lot of conflicting information about what I should do with pruning them back during the first year.
Okay. What are you growing them on? Are you growing them right on the ground or on a fence or a trellis or an arbor?
I'm growing them on a wire on the fence. like the
okay.
Minion.
So you're growing them straight up and then pinching them to give you a couple of side shoots?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many layers of wires are you running, Jennifer?
Just two.
Just two, and how far apart are they?
About 2 feet, high and low.
Okay. So what you want to do is to train your main stem up till you get to your first wire, and when you get to your first wire with some string, something that's going to be soft but permanent, don't use wire, secure okay. that main shoot to the first horizontal wire, and if by chance you have a couple of branches, then train one to the right and one to the left, and then you're going to need to have another shoot continue to grow straight up, and you want to train that to the second wire. So the best thing for you to do is you're going to need to pinch that shoot to stimulate a third branch to form on it. And believe it or not, Jennifer, I'm getting in the process to do the same thing as you. I planted some grapes last year, and I've put up two wires like you. Actually, I put in three. One wire at 3 feet, and then another wire at 5, and a third wire at 7 feet. And when I bought the grapevine, it was probably 3 feet long. And I ran that shoot straight up, and I pinched it. And it produced all kinds of shoots. And last year, I just left it alone because I wanted it to become established. I'm going to do some pruning in mid-April, and I want you to do the same thing. You need to try and encourage that plant to produce some side shoots. And what you want to end up with, you have two wires, you want to end up with four branches. Two branches on that first wire, one to the right and one to the left, a stem going straight up to the second wire, and then pinch it, and two branches, one to the right and the left. And that's all you want. And those branches that you are going to grow are going to grow in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 feet in either direction. So that plant is going to be no more than 8 feet long, 4 feet on each side or 3 feet on each side, and the same thing above it. So it's going to look like the old-fashioned TV antenna that you had on your house when you were growing up. So by doing that, you're putting all the energy on those four branches. And every year in the spring, you're going to have a whole bunch of new growth that comes out on that, and you want to make sure that you keep it to just four branches. I'm going to do six branches, but it's the same thing. And if you ever visit any place that they grow grapes, that's how it's done. They don't allow it to grow 25 feet long. They concentrate the energy. They concentrate the buds in this very small area, and you get better quality, and you get a lot more. So don't be scared to prune. What I've done is around the base of the plant, I put down some compost about 2 inches thick. I feed them spring and the fall. They get plenty of water, but just have some patience. It's going to take you about 3 years to be able to start from the plant that you purchase till you can get it pruned and encourage that new growth. But have some patience. In the long run, you'll be a lot better. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate the phone call. Oatman, who's up next?
Let's go over to Patrick in Manchester, New Hampshire, and he has a question about pruning as well.
Okay. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great. And yourself, Patrick?
Terrific. Getting dressed to go skiing. So, let's
you better
see.
Dress warm.
Yes. I have a New Dawn climbing rose, And
it's
actually,
beautiful pink.
It's a beautiful one. I have two of them. One of them, I have an arbor that I put them on. One of them I planted a year earlier, so it's got a year head start on it. So I don't know whether it's the year's head start or what happened. I'll just tell you a little bit about Microriser, and you can tell me if you think this is what happened and when to prune it. I was getting ready to plant a flowering cherry, and I had the grower coming to plant it, and I put a bucket with Microriser in it, but little
yes.
did I know that I had a pinhole in it, and I left the bucket right at the base of the rose. Well, during the day, that bucket emptied, and all the Microriser went down into the roots of that new dawn. Well, this year, that it must have grown 4 feet after I put that in, if not more, and then wildly growing stems off the main branch. I mean, it was just the amount of growth was unbelievable to the point where it's about 7 or 8 feet now. Now, the one I put in, let me see, a year after that one, it's still at about 3 feet. So I don't know if that one's going to start growing this year, and just because it's settled in. So I was wondering, did the Microriser do that tremendous growth? And then also, when should I prune the one that has just taken off? Because it's huge.
Okay. The time for pruning roses is in the early spring. And traditionally what I tell people, and that makes it easier for them to remember, because if I say April 15th, you're going to forget. When the Red Sox come to Fenway Park and they play their first game for real, that's when you would prune those roses. And if you can eliminate some of the really skinny branches, that's going to help. But the most important thing that you want to do, Patrick, is dig with your hands where the rose is coming out of the ground, and you'll see a swollen area that resembles your fist. If there's any branches coming below that union, below that graph, those are suckers, and you want to remove those. And that makes a big, big difference, okay? So get any of those suckers off, because the suckers coming in below the graph are the root system trying to take over, because they're all grafted. And those branches, these suckers, will never produce any flowers. So get rid of all of that first. Microriser is the new technology in gardening. And I've been talking about this for 3 years now. And I've been telling everybody to give it a try. Well, what happened to me is something very similar to you. 2 years ago, my yard was going to be used for a flower show to help raise money for abused children in southern Maine. And I was planting a lot of perennials around the new perennial bed in the front of my house along the fence. And on each side of the entrance of my driveway, I had planted Crimson King maple. And Crimson King maple is a slow-growing tree, beautiful red foliage. And in New Hampshire, you can no longer buy them because the state of New Hampshire and the state of Maine are considering them invasive. So no Norway maples can be sold. Anyways, I planted these two trees. They've been in the ground about 3 or 4 years. They're growing about 6 to 8 inches a year, which is about normal. Well, I planted perennials underneath the Norway maples. And in the holes, I put a tablespoon of Microriser. And probably underneath this tree, I put in 20, 25 perennials. The following year, when the new growth started on that tree, my neighbor came over and he said, "What happened to your tree?" And I said, "Oh, it looks okay." He said, "Yeah, but did you see how much new growth it made?" For him to notice it, that's something. Well, we went up to the tree. We looked at it. I was blown away. The 6 inches of new growth had expanded to 22 inches of new growth on that tree. What Microriser does, it is a bacteria that we have in the ground, but by adding it, we are forcing the plant to more than double the size of the root system in a 6 to 8 week period. Microriser, the man who has worked so hard to put this out there for us, his name is Dr. Mike. He's from the West Coast, And I had him on the radio 3 years ago, and he explained mycorrhiza grows like a piece of spaghetti. And it will double or more the size of the roots, and the root type that this develops is able to get fertilizer that normally you need the bacteria in the ground to break it, to make it available to the plant. Well, mycorrhiza is able to eat this unavailable fertilizer without the use of bacteria because it does it itself. And it doubled the size of the root system of that tree. And like you, my new growth totally exploded from 6 to 8 inches, maybe a little bit more, to 22 inches on my tree. So a company like Espoma, they make plant tone, holly tone, garden tone, totally organic products. Last year, they decided that the results and the testing was so dramatic that every one of their product now contains it. And you can also buy it pure. There's another company called Organica. And Organica sells mycorrhiza in a container. And that's what I use. It's called Plant Growth Activator. A lot of the nurseries are now carrying it. And I'm telling you, if you want to see your garden explode, you can apply this around newly planted or older gardens. If you've got an old rose bush, you've got a bed full of perennials, and they're not doing what you want them to, if you want to put this in your vegetable garden, I put it a tablespoon in each of the holes with my tomatoes 2 years ago. And what happened was when the fall came, I could not pull the tomatoes out of the ground. I had to use a shovel because the root system was so big. Now, how many of you are unable to pull the tomato plants out of the ground? I have never been able to do this. Because of the mycorrhiza, I had to use a shovel. Always, I would grab the stem and pull it. That year, I had to dig it out. So, yes, it is the mycorrhiza, and do it every year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good morning and welcome back. If we can help you with your gut and you have a question, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Altman, who's up next?
Well, we can go to Dick in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts. He's got a Norway spruce to talk about.
Dick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your maple?
Good morning, Paul. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
I have several problems. I have several Norway spruce trees and blue spruce that I planted years ago.
Okay.
And they started to die off. The needles turn brown from the bottom and fall off, and they've been working their way up the trees. I brought some branches to the local nursery, and they diagnosed it as a disease called Cytospora. And they weren't very hopeful that it was anything that I could do for them. They thought it was a fungus, and this was fatal. And I was just wondering if you had any other options for me.
Okay. How large are these trees?
They run anywhere from 20 to 30 feet.
Oh, wow. That's not a big tree. That's not a big tree at all. Well, I think probably the first thing I would do, Dick, is I would root feed those trees. And I would get a fertilizer called Holly Tone. Now, Holly Tone is for any plant that's evergreen. So you can use it on hollies and junipers and pachysandra as a ground cover, or you can use it for spruces and fir trees. And follow the recommendations. And what's going to happen is the mycorrhiza that's in that will help to increase the size of the roots, and that will give the tree the ability to pick up more moisture, to pick up more nourishment, food in the ground, along with what you're putting in, and that will help to make it stronger. Now, the other thing that I would check is this. In the spring, when the new growth comes out, it should be all the same color. So if it's the blue spruce, it's going to have that blue dust film on it. If it's a green spruce, it's going to have a green film on it. And it should come out, and the needle should be uniform all the way across. Normally, when fungus and insect problems get active is during June, July, and August. Now, if it's a disease, it would be streaks, like little stains on that needle, twisting and discolor. Now, one of the problems with spruces, because they're so dense and they're so thick, you tend to get an insect called spider mite, also red spider. And this is an insect that when it gets humid, they multiply very, very quickly. And just to give you an idea, when you have temperatures at 80 degrees, that insect can multiply in from adult to laying the eggs to the eggs hatching and maturing in about a week to 10 days. At 85, that week to 10 days goes to about 5 to 6 days. At 90, it goes to 3 to 4 days. So they can multiply very, very quickly with heat and humidity. What I would suggest that you do is to buy a product called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is a systemic insecticide that's a liquid that you would mix with water, and you pour it around the base, the trunk of the tree. The tree will absorb it, and it will carry it as high as 75 feet or more into the air, sending it out to all of the branches, and the product will stay active in that tree for 12 months. So if you can do that, and you get the red spider or the spider mite come into the tree, it will totally knock it out and prevent it from getting a foothold. Then check the colors, because spider mite damage and disease problems sometimes will look the same. So by using the Tree and Shrub, that will stop insect damage, which sometimes is secondary and makes the initial problem even worse. So before you spend a lot of money to have it treated by an arborist, use Tree and Shrub. Bonide has it, Fertilome, and Bayer. And you want to do that during early April, before the new growth starts, so that as the sap moves up the tree, it will move it to the very tip, top of your plant. You give that a try and feed it, and let's see what happens.